The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Since Anthony A has been very sick, I got to ask him how he's feeling. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
You sound better.
Yes, I feel better. I feel a lot better. I turned a corner yesterday afternoon after my fourth time sleeping.
Did I tell you what Otto did in here?
No, what did Automatic do in here?
When you left, Anthony, you grabbed the can of Lysol.
Oh, good.
Okay, you're right.
There's
that's
nothing
good.
Wrong with what I did. Mm-hmm. I sanitized the room.
Yeah.
He's obviously sick.
He sprayed so much Lysol, I had to leave
said
room.
Oh, no, not a felony amount of Lysol.
Anthony, I opened the studio door and had to go outside. I was, Bobby, when I came, I went to the bathroom, came down the hallway. The whole hallway, that's how bad it was. Was
how do you
smelling
feel today?
Like Lysol. I feel well.
There you go. You're welcome.
So you feel better? What did you do? Like, how did you handle this
just
illness?
Sleep. There's nothing you can do. It was just a cold, so there's nothing to do but rest, hydrate, and, you know, just.
Any Vicks? Any NyQuil? Any
no. I will say shout out to Theraflu. That helped me get through it.
Okay. And Theraflu's your thing.
The tricky thing is when you're like, have these colds, is like, you need rest, but it's hard to sleep.
Because you can't breathe.
So I finally got that breakthrough of sleep, and yes, I feel like a new human being.
Do you warm your Theraflu up?
Yes, if I can.
I know that sounds weird, but for some reason, it feels comforting when you drink that medicine hot.
This is going to sound wild, but being sick reminded me that there was a little in 2020 when we were all, you know, social distancing. That was a year where I got less sick during the holidays because we weren't gathering as much.
You know why, though? Because you were in line getting that vaccine.
Yeah.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony?
All right, we have National Sock Day. So today we honor the matching socks that we still have that have made it all the way through this year.
Or the ones you hang on your mantle and use as your stocking.
More importantly, it's National Cookie Day, everybody.
Yeah.
Get behind this day.
Bizcochitos. This time of year, bizcochos are a cookie.
Chocolate chips, the day I die.
Really?
Oh, man. They have these ones at the games that are chocolate chip with salt on top of them.
On a cookie?
Oh, it's sweet and savory.
I want to back it up a little bit because Dana referenced the bizcochito cookie, and I'm not sure if everybody knows what that is.
It's like a Mexican cookie.
It's highly overrated.
It's not? Otto. Otto.
It's good for what it is, but in the cookie world, it is highly overrated.
No, it's not.
It's not even up there in a top five cookie.
Don't tell my doctor this, but I love those ones with like the ones you get at the grocery store. They usually have them out in front. They got like maybe a half inch of frosting across.
Oh, I know those cookies.
Those sugar cookies.
It's like a dough cookie. It's like it don't even look cooked.
That's a good way
and
to
it's got
it.
A big fluffy topping. There's nine of them.
I
eat all nine the day I get them. Yes.
Way better than a bizcochito.
Hey, we'll wrap it up on National Santa's List Day. So if you're naughty or nice, today's the time to own up to that.
Not only that, you have time to be nice, right? I know you might have been a little naughty. That's okay. We have 21 days till Christmas, 21 days to get on Santa's nice list. And maybe he'll bring you something other than a lump of coal?
Or maybe we'll give Automatic a bizcochito cookie.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
How can you live to be 100 on your own with no assistance? Well, Grandma Bernie has the keys. Tay Brown is her granddaughter. And on Instagram, all she did was have a conversation with her grandma and ask her about her daily activities. And this is what Grandma Bernie had to say.
So, Grandma, you're going to be 100 in February, right?
That's correct.
You're living in your own home still.
That's correct. And I take care of it. I keep it clean.
And you can get down on the floor.
Absolutely. I wipe my floors on my knees like my mother did.
That's right.
She always tells me that's the only way you can get into the corners if you get on the floor.
Best advice.
Keep working. Keep moving. Eat well. And I take vitamins, putting puzzles together, which is good for your mind. Just keep active.
What do you use on your skin?
I still use Olay at night. I don't even put makeup on anymore, but I put that on every morning.
And you look fantastic. You don't need a 10-step routine.
When it gets cold, I stand out here with my jacket on with the sun, and I get some sunshine. In summer, I'm out there all the time.
Mommy, sunscreen outside?
Never. I have never worn sunscreen. Exercise is right here. Go through all these.
Almost every night, unless you've had an active day.
In the wintertime, I use those all the time.
There were a couple of things that she said that really caught my attention. She gets on the floor, to clean her home, the corners of her
home. I
knew
you were going to respect that because that is the most Dana Cortez thing to be said of all time.
Otto,
right,
how many times did I tell you, got to get in the corners. I get down there with a little rag or a wet paper towel. I'm going all over the place. My grandmother used to tell me, she was so, Nana, if you want to tell if a person's clean, look in the corners of their home. Look at the corners of their shower. And now I go to someone's house and that's all I do. I can't help it.
I know.
When I'm sitting, like if I borrow somebody, like may I use your bathroom? I'm looking at the corners. I'm going, no, no. And sometimes they'll clean people's corners.
Oh.
I go to their house. I'll end up cleaning the corners of their house. Also, she talked about puzzles.
Grandma Dorothy was all about the puzzles. She had huge puzzles that she would put together all the time. She was an avid reader. She did a lot of puzzles. She always worked in her garden. Like that lady said, she stayed really, really active.
Yes.
But, you know, she cleaned her own house. And then she also volunteered at food banks and just did a lot of different things to keep her busy.
My grandmother lived in her garden. She was outside in her garden, squatting, picking things up, constantly moving things around. She was also the plumber of the house. She was the electrician of the house. I don't know how she learned. She only went to ninth grade. I have no idea, but she could fix any broken pipe or whatever well into her 80s.
Oh, wow.
I know. Which was, and she read the dictionary every single day. She would, I guess, to keep her mind sharp.
Well, now I'm nervous. I don't know how to do any handiwork.
I don't either. Yeah. I didn't catch any of that from her at all.
And my corners are dirty. I'm going to die tomorrow.
Anthony, you are not.
Do you know one of the biggest things I took from my grandma, though, was that she kind of ate. She ate like a bird, really. And I think that was what helped her live a much longer, healthier life, was that she didn't have all that extra weight that she was carrying around.
Well, she didn't eat like a bird. She ate normal portions. We've gotten to the point where there's so much that we've become a little gluttonous, right? When you go to a restaurant, everything's got to be big. When you are served a normal portion, people will give a restaurant bad reviews and say, oh, they hardly gave me any food. When in reality, they gave you what you're supposed to be eating. And it's unfortunate because you're right. My grandmother was always very fit as well, Otto. It was very rare that she gained weight. And when she did, she would just stop making tortillas. She would say, too many tortillas.
Actually, I'm going to take back that she ate like a bird, because one of the last times when I hung out with her, I took her out to dinner. And I was like, hey, I want to take you to a really nice place. Because my grandma did a lot for me. She, you know, she taught me about music. She really did help raise me,
Otto,
as a child.
Yeah.
I had a friend that worked at a steakhouse in Minneapolis. And I was like, it's a really nice steakhouse. I'm going to take you there. We're going to have a great dinner. It's going to be amazing. And, you know, I thought maybe we'd go and she'd take it easy on me. She ordered a $300 bottle of wine.
Oh, my God. Grandma Dorothy. Grandma Dorothy.
Grandma Dorthy was going to get payback for all the time that I think all her grandma. Well,
that's why she ate like a bird, is because she drank like a queen. when you balance
that
it, you could do
that
it.
That part, yeah.
Exactly.
That's what's up, though. Shout out to your grandma. Dude, my grandma, she was very active as well, too. She read constantly. She read this magazine called People's Magazine.
Oh, People? Yeah. One of my favorites.
Was frequent in the house. And
yes,
I can't,
great
that's like,
literature.
That's like gossip TikTok before TikTok algorithms were around.
Their TikTok's popping, too. TikTok and Instagram is good, by the way, People.
She was able to, she got a lot of steps in, too. You know how some like grandmas go to the malls to like walk around and stuff like that? Well, my grandma went to the casino floor.
Oh, the casino.
So, there was a lot of times there, too. And you know what? There's a full buffet there, so it ain't like a bird. Yeah.
She counted. Keep her mind straight. You know, we found a great song for Anthony's grandma. What was your grandma's name? Stella?
Grandma Stella.
Okay,
right.
let's get it on.
That?
I want to go to casino.
Oh, I love this. Let's go.
I want to go to casino.
I want to drive casino, too.
I want to go to casino. Let's go.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
All right, Producer Jack. I think Producer Jack liked that more than anybody else right there.
I love it.
He let that thing go.
Shout out Leela Teasy. I love that song. It makes me laugh.
You can't get into my hometown without passing through a casino. And my grandma was a part of the Players Club at all of them.
Oh,
so anytime
you know.
I had school field trips, my lunch bags always had like casino logos on them.
All over. Because you get all the stuff.
I would get
winning.
All the little free merch. So I'd be the only kid there with my casino lunchbox.
Shout out, Grandma. Sandia Resort.
Yeah.
Google is one of the biggest resorts in New Mexico. All right, so Sarah's on the line. Sarah, Is it a grandmother in your life or a grandfather? Who's the oldest living family member that's still on their own?
Well, actually, it's my husband's grandmother. He hasn't seen her in over 35 years. They're from Jamaica, and he lost touch with that side of the family.
Right.
We went to Florida to meet her in October.
Yeah.
She's 88 years old,
living
by herself. And whenever we got there, she had food fixed. And I'm very picky with fish. And I'm like, don't give me too much. I was like, because I don't want to, you know, like,
yeah,
if I don't like it.
No, I get it.
But
get
when
it.
I tell you, I was almost licking the plate for 88 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When I tell you, this lady is solid, like, God, I was like, your grandmother, I was like, I can't believe she does all this on her own.
That
like,
is
she's 80 years old.
Sarah.
Yes. So I was listening to you. I was like, I have to tell the story of her.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that story. Sarah, we love you. Thank you for listening and say hi to her.
I listen to y'all every day when I'm driving to work.
Yeah, Sarah,
thank you.
Keep us updated when you go and visit her. We want to hear back from her. Tell her we said hi and we love her.
We'll do.
Okay. Love
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so according to science, Emma Stone is the most beautiful woman in the world.
Ooh.
Now, science used computer.
They used the golden ratio.
The golden ratio.
Which is a mathematical formula that was devised in ancient Greece.
They're
looking
your
for
eye.
Physical perfection.
They're measuring your lip to eye ratio and
Emma
forehead.
Stone?
Yeah, Emma Stone. Okay.
She's hot.
She's gorgeous. I love Emma Stone.
Pretty.
My favorite Emma Stone movie, and she's been in a lot. She's been in Spider-Man. She's been in, what was the one with McLovin?
Oh, Superbad.
Superbad. She was in Superbad. My favorite is The Help. Remember this scene?
I've contacted my lawyer, Hibby Goodman. He's the best libel attorney in the state. Oh, Missy, you're going to jail.
You can't prove anything.
Oh, I 100% know you wrote it because nobody else in town is as tacky as you.
You don't know anything, Hilly.
Oh, I don't, do I? You tell Aveline.
Such a great movie, The Help. So number two, Zendaya. Since Shake It Up, Honey, but do you remember this hit song she had back in the day?
Yeah, gonna put this song on replay.
You remember that song?
I would, that's kind of a stretch calling it a hit, but Zendaya
is a massive hit.
Zendaya is a beautiful woman, though.
Zendaya, she's a great actress. She's a great, I mean, she models, she's a fashionista. You know, she won't wear Chanel.
Why?
Because when she was coming up,
they denied
her designer asked for some Chanel, and they said no.
Oh,
is she still together with Spider-Man?
Tom Holland?
His name is Tom Holland, Otto. Yes, she's still
That's
together
with Spider-Man.
One of my
favorite Hollywood couples. They seem to really enjoy their time together.
She towers over that dude.
Mm-hmm. He's big at heart. He's got a big heart. And the ring he gave her, do you remember he gave her that really gorgeous ring? It's so petite and just amazing. Who's number three?
Frida Pinto.
Who's that?
I recognize her face, but I don't know what she was in. She's a very beautiful woman, though.
I don't know who Frida Pinto is.
Then it's Vanessa Kirby, Jenna Ortega, Olivia Rodrigo, Margot Robbie.
Jenna Ortega, I'm so glad that she made the cut. I think she's absolutely stunning. Obviously, she's in Wednesday, the Netflix series directed by
Tim Burton.
They said
she has a perfect forehead. She has the highest score of a forehead of anyone. So
she has a big forehead like me. Maybe that means something.
So it actually goes through in this article, and it breaks down every single facial feature that these people have.
We have Dora still holding. So Dora, who in your opinion do you think is the most beautiful woman in the world?
Oh my goodness. I don't know. I have a thing for brunettes with colored eyes.
Me too.
That's a hard question. Mila Kunis?
She is so gorgeous.
Eastern European beauty.
She's got such beautiful just aura about her too. Not only her face,
like she's funny too.
She's funny. And she's hilarious.
And when she does that model look, you know, the squinty eyes.
Yes,
look.
Girl. Yes. And she's so silly
Tyra
with
Banks
it.
Used to call it.
Yeah, like, she's.
I love it.
Yeah, remember
her.
Remember back in the day, there was a show called That 70s Show.
Yes.
Do you remember
I'm
that?
Obsessed with it.
What was her name in that?
Jackie Burkhart.
And she ended up marrying, what was his name?
Ashton Kutcher.
Michael Kelso.
Yeah, Kelso.
Michael Kelso. I know them all by heart. I probably know the name. I don't know. The only thing I don't know is the names of the episodes.
Yeah.
I know them all.
One of the greatest TV shows of all time. Dora, thank you so much. I love you, girl. Call back anytime. Bye. If you want this article, you can hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'll send you the article. You can measure your own face. What is it called? The golden ratio? ratio of?
It's called the golden ratio.
Well, there you go. So hit me up and I'll share it with you. We'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I know you recognize this song right here. Baby Bash and Frankie J, Sugar Sugar. Why does this song matter so much today? I'll explain after we get famous people's birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Ronnie from the Jersey Shore celebrating his birthday. Jelly Roll and Jay-Z also celebrating birthday as well. Ho!
That's some big birthdays right there. Man, especially Jay-Z. Is that still your favorite hip-hop artist, Otto?
Why would it have changed?
Just asking. Because maybe Baby Bash changed your mind. Baby Bash.
Baby Bash is the homie.
He is such a great person. He's a good friend of ours. But, I mean, he's got Sugar Sugar. He's got Cyclone. He's got so many hits.
I think he has 7 number ones.
Hit on hit on hit. He also has a really big heart. For the month of December, all of his tenants don't have to pay rent.
Wait, hold on. What?
All of his tenants.
That's the biggest hit he's ever had right there. Whoa.
Right? That's what
he just called them all up and said, don't worry about the rent this month.
Yes. So he owns 7 or 8 homes. He just told all of his tenants. I don't think people understand. Maybe you do understand. Maybe you understand. You could change someone's life by not making them pay rent for 1 month.
Especially during Christmas? During this time of year?
Especially with everything going on. The fact that you're allowed the grace to possibly catch up with credit card debt, just paying groceries, whatever it is, buying your kids something a little extra instead of just the necessities. I got emotional when I saw that, and so many other artists acknowledged him.
Yeah,
did you see the commentary?
That. We should call him real quick and see if he answers.
What? Number one, I know he's not going to answer, but we should call him and maybe have him on the air tomorrow.
I want to talk to him about, he had written a comment under his post that he said, when I was making a lot of money off of these number one hits, I wasn't buying chains. I decided to buy houses.
He's investing in himself and his future. Yeah.
And I mean, I know he owns 7 or 8 rental homes, but he also has a few properties of his own.
Good for him.
I'm excited
to talk to him and then hopefully connect him with Gray Star Property Management and see if they have the same spirit that my friend Baby Batch does. All right, guys, if you're listening, I'm talking to you, Brandon. I love you all year, but come on, dude.
They might tell you no.
Anthony, so many comments because there were other artists that shared are like, first of all, run up Sugar Sugar. Let's play it all the year, you know. But my landlord didn't do it. You could change a life by allowing somebody 1 month.
Think about all the 5-star reviews you would get at your property.
You know what? Speaking of Greystone, can we call our mortgage company, Autumn? Just 1 month. Come on.
You saw what Baby Bash did? Can you do that for us?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So we were disparaging green bean casserole earlier during the show because it's green bean casserole day and I don't like it. I don't understand why people make it. And Danny is online when he wants to talk about it. Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Is this Danny?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you mad that we're disparaging green bean casserole? Is this one of your favorite meals?
Yes. What? It's one of my meals that I can't wait for Thanksgiving to come so that I can eat it.
Why?
What is it about it that you like?
Yeah.
I think it's the little French onions.
I was going to say, it had to be the fried part of it.
The little crunchy onions that you put on top.
But those things are kind of good, though.
They are not. They get soggy, Danny. They get soggy. They sink inside.
That's why you put it on after. They put it on your plate. Then you put it on.
We got a real green bean casserole professional.
I guess. Aficionado here. Who makes the green bean casserole in your casa house?
You're talking to him.
Duh. I thought so.
I knew it, Danny. That's why you like it. That's the only reason you like it, though.
The green bean casserole general right here, Mr. Danny.
Oh, my God. Are you the guy that shows up with the green bean casserole to the house, to the party?
No.
Okay. He's like...
Because they don't deserve it.
Yes, brother. I love to hear it, dude.
I love the energy.
They don't appreciate it. My greatness.
Now I want to try it. I want to see if it tastes different.
I'll be real. I'm not too mad at it. I could do it for a couple scoops, but it's just when it gets too soggy.
Or when it gets cold. Around.
Yeah, when it gets cold.
You can't do it out the can. You can't do it out the can. You gotta get the real green beans.
Yeah, I don't care what kind of green beans.
It is better with fresh green beans.
No, it's not. It is so bad. But you know what? Hey, to each their own. I like cranberry in the can.
Oh, ew.
So I don't want real cranberry. Danny, see, there you go. I want it in the can. I want it to make that little sound when it comes out. Ooh. And then I slice it in the shape of the can. I'm like, that's the way I like. I don't want real cranberry. I want fake canned gelatinous cranberry. Well,
let me ask you, how do you take it out of the can?
I just shake it till it comes out whole. Danny, how do you take it out of the can?
I make a hole in the bottom and I blow.
Hey, yo. Oh, yo. Dude, come on. Okay. Kids are listening.
Well, that's how it comes out perfect. You know what I mean?
I didn't even, yeah. Well, I shake it. It comes out perfect like that, too. But I don't know about the hole in the can thing. I don't know if I have a tool to do that, Danny. I know it sounds
I would really love to try a green bean casserole dish sometime, brother.
My brother used to work for a catering company, and then the way they made it, it was way better than the way I made it. So when I tried it that way, you know, it gave me a whole different outlet, a look on how it tasted, because before I go to people's houses and taste the green bean casserole, and it wasn't like that.
You have a secret. You had somebody in the family who's a professional cook. That's different.
Yeah, me. Well, my little brother.
Danny, we love you. Thank you so much for listening. Don't hang up. I'm going to have Jack get your number. I'm adding you to the DCS VIP call list, okay? Hold on. Love you. Hold on.
All right.
You got to wonder how good it is if he called to defend it. I'm like, I don't even like it. I'm kind of curious to taste it.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.